Okay. What do you call the place where you did you keep the horses? What did you call where you kept the horses?
Well, they stayed up at the barn too. We had stalls for the mules too.
Okay. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside? Did you milk them inside all the time or ever outside?
No, we just milk them in the pasture a lot of times. Just put their feet out and they'd come and stand there and let us milk.
And there was no special name for that or anything?
No.
Okay. Where did you keep your hogs and pigs?
Had a hog pen for them.
Okay. Did this have a shelter, you know, something over, or was it open? Was it
just... Well, we had a big old pen, like, you know, they could go in. Mm-hmm. And where we had the feed, but most of it was out in the open.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know pigs ever went inside. Okay. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before refrigeration?
Well, my mother used to draw water and put it in a tub and set our milk in it that we'd have for supper.
Yeah.
That's how we kept it.
Kept it cold in there. Did you ever have a trough running through or anything? Like some people I know channeled it through a trough. No, just kept it in a big...
Just changed it in this tub of water. When the water'd get warm, she'd draw
water.
Fresh water and put in the tub.
Let's see. What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules...
The lot.
Okay, walk around and wander around. What would you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Pasture.
Was that fenced, or was it was always
fenced? Yeah, it's always fenced.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes.
Okay.
That was awful, that cotton there. It was a job that went on from the time it started getting opened up until the last bowl was picked. And you could pick it one day and look back and there it was opening up again. Oh, I hated cotton. And I was so glad when we quit raising cotton.
Did you have to chop it and everything?
Yes, we had to chop it and we had to hoe it and plow it. But I could do that. It was the picking that got me. Bending over would make me smother.
What did you plow with? Just a mule?
Well, at first, when we first married, we had a mule. And then he bought a cultivator, and he could use two mules to that and cover a lot more ground. And then after we got rich, he got a tractor. So we still have the tractor, but we don't raise cotton anymore. We just use the tractor for our gardens now.
Great. I bet you're happy. Well, what about the boll weevil? Did you have a lot of trouble?
Yes, we had to poison for the boll weevil, but they got a lot of the cotton anyhow after we poisoned them.
I guess I remember Pop telling about it, and I remember sitting in the cotton picking up the boll weevils.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the grass that grows